Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Idols and Staked ETH NFTs, hosted by Lido Finance. Let's take a listen. I know it's ETH. I'm sorry. I have a problem. I can't stop recording spaces. Don't judge me.
Why don't I just stake this, with Lido myself? What's the difference? And the difference is really this virtuous cycle. And I want to bring some attention to that, and that the growing treasury really increases as the virtuous cycle goes into motion, right? And consequently, each NFT will then be receiving an even larger reward based on the treasury.
Yeah, and I think kind of one interesting thing that our project does, you know, is that we are an NFT project first, and like, you know, you get the artwork, you get the community for joining our project in addition to the Lido backing. So in a lot of ways, we're kind of like encouraging the NFT community to come in and stake with Lido. So, you know, if, you know, they might not want to stake Lido, like for people that are more NFT minded, they may not want to just take ETH and stake it directly, but the Idols actually gives them the opportunity to do that, because you can mint an Idol NFT and then 100% of the proceeds will be used to stake it. And you're kind of getting back what you're getting back is, you know, it's a JPEG, it's a nice JPEG, and then it also has staked ETH associated with it. So, you know, it's like a fun little way to get NFT people to stake with Lido.
And I'd be curious, what was some of the reasoning or thought process around working with Lido versus other interest-bearing assets or other liquid staking protocols, if I can ask?
Yes, for sure. You know, I myself have been involved in the DeFi space for some time. I remember Lido prior to your guys' mainnet launch. And then I think, you know, when we were trying to decide who our partner would be in terms of building out this project, I think if you really look at the numbers, you look at the maturity of the protocols or the projects that do what Lido is doing, Lido is the clear winner. Like, obviously, Lido has over 90% of the liquid stake, the Ethereum market, is Lido STE. And, you know, Lido has far and away the most liquid and deep pool on Curve, which, you know, and for us, because our Idol NFT owners are earning STEETH directly, it's important that our NFT holders have, you know, a source of liquidity for their earnings. And on top of that, you know, I think that, like, we really like the idea, the fact that Lido is born as a DAO first organization, and everything that we're trying to do. And ultimately, the Idols' goal is to fully transition into an on-chain managed DAO, similar to Lido. We just think that Lido, with their decentralization aspects, and also just the maturity of the project, and also just, you know, the market share and the liquidity, really, there was no other option for us.
Awesome. We, of course, love to hear that, tooting our own horn, as it were. But, you know, this is probably cart before the horse because you guys haven't even launched yet. But what are kind of the next plans or part of the roadmap, if you're able to talk about it for Idles and the Virtue token?
Yes. No, thank you. I'd love to talk about that. You know, there's, I would say that kind of the way that we're building and the way that our roadmap looks like, it's, you know, in some ways we're pursuing some of the things that other NFT projects are pursuing. But I think the Idles is interesting because of our, you know, just really deep DeFi component. So in terms of just the standard NFT, what you hear from a lot of NFT projects, we are getting more integrated into Web3 communities. This is really a truly Web3 forward project. And we're trying to push decentralization in the space. So, you know, for example, we've partnered with CreatorDAO, we've partnered with Bankless. We just announced our first metaverse integration yesterday with Nifty Island, which I'm super excited about. And then we've also been partnering with decentralized marketplaces, for example, Olympus Odyssey. So we're going to continue building partnerships, continue to deepen our ties within the ecosystem and teach people what the Idles is about. But in addition to that, you know, the virtuous cycle is really this kind of core mechanic of the project is really a primitive that we think people will be building on for all time. And then the interesting thing about it is that by the Virtue token really sits at the center of the virtuous cycle, because driving more demand, driving more utility for the Virtue token directly translates to more Lido staked ETH locked into our project forever. So, for example, the next project we want to do is, you know, going to still be within the NFT slash DeFi kind of intersection, but we want to release a new NFT project which will lock away the Virtue token forever. And by locking away the Virtue token forever and then accruing rewards to these, we're calling them tentatively the Zealots, which is our second NFT project. The Zealots will be earning rewards that are earned via locking away the Virtue token and driving more demand for the Virtue token, which obviously drives demand to bond for the Virtue token via more STEETH into our treasury. You know, next after that, we want to build another project, which, you know, is going to have some trading and gambling components to it. But the fees from that project will go towards burning the Virtue token, which once again, drives scarcity for the Virtue token. And then will also cause more STEETH to be bonded into our treasury.
Interesting. So are you dropping alpha of a Virtue token VE type war similar to Curve?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, we're huge fans of the Curve ecosystem as well. We have, you know, we have 10% of the Virtue token that's set aside in the community treasury. And a lot of these tokens are actually going to be utilized for acquiring liquidity. And similar to how STETH's core liquidity lives on Curve, we expect Virtue's core liquidity to live on Curve as well. And, you know, so we will be bonding for like the Idles team themselves will be acquiring liquidity via bonding, you know, and it's honestly very likely we're going to be pairing the Virtue token with STETH as well. So we'll probably have an STETH Virtue token pool where users can deposit, earn Virtue tokens, and then also you'll be able to bond it into our project if you'd like to get more Virtue. And on top of that, we plan on, you know, acquiring some Convex tokens so that we can vote for rewards, perpetual rewards for our own liquidity pool.
Gotcha. I think that makes a lot of sense. And for Lido, we have a big, hairy, audacious goal over the long term to try to create, we call it the unit of account. So if we're doing our job correctly, STETH would be as liquid, productive, and useful as native ETH. And if we achieve that goal, you know, there would be no reason other than gas costs to hold the native Ethereum asset. So that plays directly into kind of the narrative of getting paired against other assets and being a bridge asset, because most AMMs or DEXs, the default is, of course, stables, because that makes sense. And if it's not stables, it's usually paired against ETH as well. You mentioned one thing that I didn't even know was happening is the integration into the, I think you said it was a Nifty Island. This is just personal curiosity. How does that process work, getting an NFT into the metaverse? Do they have a team of like 3D modelers that are going to make them digital so you can walk around with the avatar? What's the process? Yeah. Again, off topic. I'm just generally curious.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, I can say that. In general, you know, getting your assets into the metaverse, you know, you have to work pretty closely with the team. They do have a bunch of artists on the team as well. So we are really looking forward to working with them, especially post our mint, which is just going to be in a couple of days. But yeah, basically, you know, what Nifty Island is doing is that everybody gets to build their own space and their own island in the metaverse, and you can kind of decorate it with all your NFTs, as well as, you know, kind of you could possibly use it in your in their games. So it's just going to be a big mix of everything.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll be working directly with them. They have super talented artists on their team, and they, you know, they love us and they want to work directly with us. We're going to be creating, you know, metaverse ready, let's say, art assets that will, they will be idols, but just in a 3D metaverse form.
Very, very cool. I myself have not dipped into the metaverse world stuff yet. Just there's too much going on and not enough time in my life to do everything, unfortunately, but I'll have to check that out once you guys get live. So that's it from my side in terms of kind of initial questions. Did you guys want to talk about timelines, launch dates, specifics around the launch? And if we have some extra couple minutes, we might even be able to pull some people up if there's questions.
Yeah, I think we can talk very quickly about our mint mechanics. So our mint, in case you guys are not familiar, it's going to be this Saturday. It's the 5th of March. We're doing it at 11 a.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a 3-hour last price Dutch auction. And what that means is that whenever the auction sells out, everybody will pay the same price. So the price is going to decrease linearly from 0.5 ETH to 0.25 ETH over the 3 hours. And like I said, you know, once the last NFT is minted, everybody will be paying the same mint price and will be able to claim their refund on our website as well. One other interesting thing to note is that, you know, we're going to have the first hour of the auction called the Virtuous Hour. We've dubbed it the Virtuous Hour. And during the Virtuous Hour, anybody who mints will share a pot of 100,000 Virtue tokens. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's just a little interesting kicker there to get everybody hyped up and to have a lot of fun.
Incentivize the apes to move quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, like, you know, as I mentioned before, like the interesting thing about our project is that 100% of the staked ETH is going directly back into Lido, and like on behalf, and the staking rewards will be distributed on behalf of the NFT owners.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a really interesting model to watch how that plays out. Again, just because I think it's the first time I've seen a project that's accruing daily rewards for holding an NFT. And if Crypto Twitter knows of other projects, I apologize if I'm missing one. But I think that'll be especially interesting watching just how this project and the value evolves over time. Did anyone in the community have any questions? We've got just a couple more minutes, if anyone does.
Yeah, please feel free to come in and ask any questions. I'm sure if you have a question, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody else is thinking the same thing too. So we'd be more than happy to answer.
It's like a school classroom. No one wants to raise their hand.
I never raised my hand either. It's okay.
But yeah, while we wait for people to come up, you know, feel free to join us in our Discord. You can find that on our Twitter page as well. You know, I think we are building quite a strong community here. Everybody is really excited about the mint. You know, everybody is very willing to help and educate each other. You know, Neptune here has really onboarded a lot of, you know, us personally into the crypto space. And I think that kind of, you can kind of see that in the community that we're trying to build as well. We have a bunch of gold listers. Basically, these are very strong community people who engage with us. Or rather community members who engage with us a lot and engage with the community a lot, and they are more than willing to help you out with any of your questions as well.
Yeah. Hey, so apparently we actually got a question from Level Core in our own Discord server. I believe his question is around really just the identity of the team. So I do want to mention that, you know, our Idols team is not fully anonymous. We are doxed to Lido. JBZ knows who I am. We're doxed to Certik. We're doxed to a couple of our key advisors as well. But really, the thing about our project is that given how immutable the smart contracts are, and we have two audits, our contracts are also publicly posted. If you want to look in our docs for the contracts link, we're building a really DeFi oriented project. So the founding team has zero control over the treasury. And, you know, we, unlike a multi-sig, we can't move funds around. We can't rug the project. So really in that way, like, and we're pushing forward the ideas behind decentralization. And really it's that people should be able to trust the code of the project.
And I think that's a really valuable point that sometimes gets missed as we're kind of closing up here, is that assuming the smart contract code, which has been audited, as you mentioned, is secure, you have no direct input in affecting the treasury once the initial sale is completed. And I think that's, again, another unique aspect that personally excited me when you guys first reached out. So I'm just excited to see this thing go live. We've been talking for a couple months at this point. So I'll be there Saturday, and hopefully I can even ape in at the beginning for myself.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Glad to have you. And so we're really excited too. We have spoken to a lot of our advisors, you know, Small Cap Scientists, DCF God, Gabriel Haynes, are just a few of them, you know, and they all given us great feedback and great advice as well. So we're really excited. So I again encourage everybody to come hang in our Discord. And yeah, thanks so much, Lido, for and JBZ for having us here today. We're very happy and really excited about this Saturday.
Awesome. And congratulations on the pending launch, guys. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good one, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Idols and Staked ETH NFTs. About 17 minutes up. That was a short one. Jeez. Recorded on Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6-4. I never had a 6-4. A kid can wish, though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopey, this a weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride, no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping, rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Through the
the trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present, trying to stake a claim. Just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here, living in the day of the dead, and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat, a little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space, while the wrecking ball the place, I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terror Spaces.